How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing great, Vanita. How are you today?
Fantastic. So I was hearing that you are interested in the GM job. Has anyone reached out? Are you moving along in the process at all?
You know what? There's been some conversation, but nothing past that. It's certainly something that would be of interest to me, maybe that role or something even in the executive side of things. But as of right now, I really don't know how much detail I should go into other than just to say that it's just very casual at this point.
Okay. Anything you can tell us, like if you did get this position, what would you do? What would be the first three things you would do on this team to make it a successful team?
Well, I think that there are a lot of things underneath with the Minnesota Vikings that have been just sort of percolating for a little while, some issues that I think could be addressed. And I think that's something that I think is really important. I think there's got to be a cohesiveness between the management and different roles of the franchise. And, you know, this is not unusual. There's a lot of different things going on with many, many franchises in just about every sport where, you know, there's just some disconnects. And I think if those can be connected, I think that the Vikings have an even better shot at what we all would like to see, which is a shot at the Super Bowl. And that's obviously the ultimate game. That's what everybody's looking for, including myself. And I'm excited. The Vikings, I think, have a lot of the pieces in place right now to be that team, that franchise.
You're listening to Football and Finances, our segment with Pete Najarian. It's 8:54. Would you keep Kirk Cousins at quarterback?
You know, I'm one of the few people who has been a defender of Kirk for a while now, so the answer would be yes. Now, the contract obviously is something that's a major issue. The dollars is just something that is hurting the team significantly. And then there's ways that you can change things that obviously Tom Brady over the years, he did a great job with that, and I think that's the same approach that you'd want to have with Kirk. And I think he'd be in for it, I think, because I think deep down, he truly does want to be the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings that leads them to the Super Bowl and wins the Super Bowl. And you know, his numbers actually have been very, very good. This year, I think he actually came through in a lot of these games. It was not necessarily the offense a lot of the time or Kirk Cousins that was the problem. There were a lot of games where we lost very, very late in the game, and it was just either a missed field goal or a fumble or something of that nature, and specifically the defense, which unfortunately oftentimes just sort of crumbled late in the game. And so that, I think, is something that has to be looked at as well. But I don't really put the losses this past year on Kirk the way maybe in previous years people were able to do so.
When you're talking about the Super Bowl this year, what's your prediction? Who do you think's going to make it?
Well, you know what? I'm down here in Tampa right now, and I can tell you they're really excited again this year. They think they've got the opportunity. That's my old team, as a matter of fact. And I think they really do look good. You know, defensively, they're a great football team, and I think that the problem's going to be is the pass. The path to get to the Super Bowl, we all know how rigorous that is, and it's going to be very, very difficult. But I would say right now from the NFC side, I actually still stick with Tampa. I think that they really do look good. And I love all these young guns on the AFC side, like Josh Allen at Buffalo and Joe Burrow at Cincinnati. And, you know, we really are seeing a lot of young quarterbacks really step up and not look like young quarterbacks. They look like veterans that have been around for a long time, and they're playing at an elite level. So I'm really excited to watch these playoffs.
And this is a Football and Finances segment. Real quickly, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Pete Najarian, always
Absolutely.
Good to talk to you. And keep us posted if the Vikings call. We really want to hear
will
it.
Do.
Okay. Thank you. We will be back with weather and traffic next.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.